Brazil's hard-right government has this afternoon declared it will knock back a package of money and resources from G7 countries, which was to help extinguish the fires that are consuming the Amazon. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has questioned the motives of G7 leaders. But since the world's richest countries could only come up with $32 million worth for the crisis, what good might it have done anyway? Nick Grimm has more.
Brazilians love their soccer, and when third division teams Atletico Acreano and Luverdense last met on the football field, fans loved what they saw. Their latest matchup, though, a spectacle for a different reason. The smoke drifted across the pitch from one of tens of thousands of separate fires burning across the Amazon basin.
Toda ajuda, né? É bem-vinda, né?
All help is welcomed, this Brazilian woman says. If the forest is being destroyed, then any help is good because Brazilian authorities don't have the capabilities of fighting it on their own. Satellite data shows more than 77 fires have burned across Brazil so far this year, an 85% increase on last year. Many have been set in the past month. And at the G7 summit underway in the French resort town of Biarritz, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spearheaded the international response, with a commitment to spend around $16 million on the crisis.
People around the world are shocked and devastated to see the Amazon engulfed in flames. And our government has been in touch with the Brazilian government to offer our support and to put an end to this crisis. Today, alongside other G7 countries, Canada is stepping up to fight the fires in the Amazon.
Other G7 leaders agreed to match Canada's commitment by pooling their resources to stump up a total $32 million aid package. And initially, Brazil said it would welcome the money. But then President Jair Bolsonaro began having doubts.
Do you think someone helps someone else to not be poor without expecting something in return? Why do they have their eye on the Amazon? What do they want there?
And that wasn't the only broadside. The Brazilian government telling European nations that they should use the aid money to reforest their own continent. Then, adding insult to injury, the Brazilian president shared an online post denigrating the wife of French President Emmanuel Macron. France's leader had this.
I think that Brazilian women are without a doubt ashamed to read this from their president. Since I have a lot of esteem and respect for the people of Brazil, I hope that they will very soon have a president who is up to the job.
But even as the leaders trade insults, concern is growing that neither side of the dispute has yet been able to come up with a credible plan to end the destruction.
The problem is we're still destroying the tropical rainforests. We need a global response of a gigantic scale.
David Bowman is a professor of pyrogeography and fire science at the University of Tasmania.
So the problem with the Amazonian fires is that they are basically highlighting the fact that we haven't got a plan to stop deforestation in tropical rainforests. We were driving down the rate of deforestation in the Amazon, but deforestation is also occurring in Africa and in Southeast Asia, particularly Indonesia. And to stabilise the climate, we must conserve these forest systems. But to do that, we need some mechanism to compensate countries for not doing what other countries have already done, which is clearing forests for agriculture.
The G7 nations have come up with a package of about $30 million, Australian dollars. How significant a difference can that make in your view?
It's a gesture, and gestures are fine, but my attitude is, you know, are we going to destroy the tropical rainforests slowly, as we have been previously until this year, or are we going to do it quickly, as seems to be emerging?
Professor David Bowman from the University of Tasmania. Nick Grimm with that report.